Monday night, or I think Zion Hallel. Yeah, we're talking about Niskei Shechinim, and we're talking about noise. That noise is in this part of Niskei Shechinim is noise. So there's a din that children making noise, it's always a problem. If you have normal children, Bezus Hashem, they run around, they make a lot of noise. So that's there's nothing you can do about that. Kids run around in a building, and that's the way people live, and that's the shigra, and that's normal usage. And if you're very sensitive, you can't force them to stop. Obviously, the parents should do what they can. Maybe shows menucha. I don't think they have that anymore so much in Eretz Yisrael. In the olden days, they had between 2 and 4 was like siesta time. Now, not so much. You have to ask a shayla. But I don't think with the kids, it's like, yeah, I like to keep them quiet. Probably, you know, after a certain hour at night, and a chanami. I have an interesting shayla on my block. I'm not sure. I live on, let's say, 11 Michal, and then there's 13 Michal, and the kids play in the street. It's not a dead end street, but it's a pretty out of the way street. It's one way, and it doesn't really go anywhere. So the kids play in the street. They make a lot of noise, but they pick the place to play by 13. And there's an old man there, and then it bothers him, the noise. I'm talking about in the afternoon, like from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. They come home from school, especially in the summer. So, Lamai said they're playing in the public street. But, like, normally you'd play by your house, but that's just as a good place to play. And the whole neighborhood decided to play there, by his house, and it makes a lot of noise. And he has strong tinnitus. And, you know, what are you going to do with the kids? You can't tell the kids not to play there. It's a perfect place to play. But they don't really belong to that house. Like so maybe he could stop them out. It's a public nuisance. I don't know if you have the right that we're talking about the schus. Is maybe a schus as part of your megurim. But once they go in the street and they play, then maybe he has more of a taina that the rash is a stare to him. So I'm not sure about that. I don't know. We try to work things out. Shabbos, it's the worst. And I'm not there Shabbos, so I don't really. So, you know. Then I just will say over an interesting shaila. An interesting story here. An interesting story that he says here in the footnote. An interesting story. Rabbi Levine's wife. No. Rabbi Yashiv's wife. Rabbi Levine's daughter. So Rabbi Yashiv requested that the hespedim should not be said on a loudspeaker at night, because he said kol yomeha, she was makbid, that after 10 o'clock at night, you know, you have the clotheslines, that's how you put the clothes to dry. So he said her clothesline made a lot of noise, because they were rusty, chaludas rusty, right? And they made a lot of noise when you pulled them. And she was very makbid after 10 p.m. at night not to hang clothing out to dry, not to use the clothesline. So it doesn't make sense that by her hesped, they should be mafria, the neighbors, so they didn't use loudspeakers. The Kan HaMokom L'tzayin, the fellow that wrote this sefer, writes in the footnote, Shalapela HaDobar, what's the heter to go around with a ramkol at night, even sometimes very late at night, and to announce a levaya, or shoes for sale. Sometimes you can't tell which it is. Yeah. And they announce, so even if it's for a levaya, there's no heter to Gezel Shina, it's late at night. It's certainly after 11 o'clock at night they go around with Ram Kolin. He says he doesn't see of any heter, and it's not a very good thing, Ilui Nishmas HaNiftarim, that they should go around announcing the levaya and disturb people's sleep late at night. He doesn't see any heter for it.